The book of Colossians, chapter 1, I'll read from verse 11 to verse 13. And this is from the NR, New Revised Standard Version. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power. And may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Hallelujah. And the Lord always blesses the public reading of his inspired and infallible word. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Tonight we are going to be baptizing by full immersion. Nine candidates as they declare their faith in Jesus. Let's encourage them. I want you to know, those of you that are getting baptized tonight, I am cheering you on. I am praying for you. I honor you for your courage. I honor you for your faith. I honor you for your faithfulness. And I pray that you will know the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life every day this week and in the days that lie ahead. Because I tell you something, as you take a stand for Christ tonight, the next couple of weeks might be difficult. You might face some challenges and questions. You might face some stuff, but remember what you're doing tonight. You're not doing it because of emotion. You're not doing it because of a moment. We have spent time with you. We have made sure that you understand what you're doing. We will be praying for you. Amen? Amen. We will be upholding you before the Lord. You see, the gospel that we proclaim, the good news of Jesus as the King, does not end with a raised hand. It moves you into a raised life. Baptism is the God-given drama of Colossians 1, which we have heard read to us, part of which I want to explore with you for a few moments tonight. In baptism, you go down into the water as one who has been rescued from the old dominion and powers of your life, and you come up as one transferred into the kingdom of the Son, which is exactly the reading that we heard this evening. He has rescued us, verse 13, from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. And verse 14 says, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. When you rise, you are declaring that you are redeemed, that you are forgiven, that you belong to Jesus and that you want to serve him for the rest of your life. Baptism is not a badge for the spiritually elite. It is the clothing of the rescued. It is the oath of the transferred. It is the naming day of the redeemed. If you come to Christ tonight for the first time, then your next step will be through the waters of baptism. And we have another baptismal service on the 22nd of March. And we would love to help you be ready for that. We'd love to stand with you, to prepare you. There doesn't need to be a long time between coming to faith and being baptized. And I pray that you will see tonight in the candidates that are being baptized, brave and courageous women and men who are declaring their faith in Jesus. And if you do not know Jesus online, if you do not know him here, if you've come because a family member has invited you or a friend has asked you, if you are exploring faith, ask yourself this question. Why would the people that you know and love take this step? What is it about Jesus Christ that has so changed them that they want to stand in front of all of us tonight and say, I belong to Jesus? These men and women are taking a public stand. They are declaring that they are transferred citizens, that they are redeemed sons and daughters, that they have been bought with the blood of Jesus, and that they gladly own the name of Jesus as part of their family. In the reading that you heard this evening, Paul's prayer for the Colossians crescendos into three gospel thunderclaps. He says they have been rescued, they have been transferred, and they have been redeemed. That is the story of every single Christian. And it is the invitation to every one of us tonight. We have been rescued from a real dominion, a real power, the power of darkness. We have been transferred into a real kingdom, the present reign of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And we have been redeemed. A real price has been paid for us. A real forgiveness has been secured for us. We are free and we will never be enchained again because of what Jesus has done. Tonight at Kensington Temple, the same Jesus that Paul speaks of in Colossians chapter 1 is present to save, to heal, to deliver, and to fill with the Holy Spirit. Paul says in verse 11, may you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power. He stacks word after word on his careful explanation of what Jesus has done to say that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the power that sustains those who follow him today. The first miracle for some of us tonight will be the endurance with joy in the exact situation that you wanted to escape. That God will come and give you strength to be faithful right where you are, right in your current circumstances. Secondly, he says in verse 12 that you have been enabled to share in the inheritance by the Father who loves us. You don't qualify for this yourself. I do not qualify for this myself. The Father has qualified us. In Christ, inheritance is not achieved, it is received. Shame and failure and spiritual comparison games end when we go into the water of baptism. I am qualified, not because of who I am and how clever I am, but because I have received a qualification and an inheritance from Jesus Christ. I have been given a new identity. And tonight, these candidates will celebrate that. You have each received a new identity. You have received an inheritance. It is given to you. It is yours, and no one can take it from you. No one can steal it. No one can remove it. No one can lift it. Live in it. By the power of the Holy Spirit, allow the grace of God to carry you. And if you are here interested in faith, you too can receive that inheritance. You can receive that grace. You can receive forgiveness. They have been qualified by the Father. They have been given strength to endure. And in the beginning of verse 13, we are told that they have been rescued from the power of darkness. Paul doesn't talk about a vague, bad vibe. He names a domain, a dominion. He says that there is a regime that blinds and binds, that accuses and deforms. And Jesus does not negotiate with that domain. He rescues us from it. He conquers it. He overcomes it. Deliverance is not a fringe of the gospel. It is the heart of the gospel's victory. We walk in freedom because Jesus has secured our freedom. We walk in hope because Jesus has purchased our hope. And whoever you are tonight, online or here, if you are in a hopeless situation, Jesus Christ can give you hope. If you are bound or you find yourself in darkness and you do not know a way out and you have tried and tried and tried, let me assure you that Jesus has the power to lead you out of darkness and into light. He transfers us from the power of darkness. He rescues us from the power of darkness. And verse 13 doesn't only say we have been rescued. It says we have been transferred into the kingdom of the Son. Not from no man's land into a waiting room. We have been transferred as Christians from tyranny into royalty. We live in a new jurisdiction. We have a new story. We have a brighter new future. Our spiritual address changed the moment we trusted Christ. We got a new postcode and we have been redeemed, which means we have been forgiven. Verse 14 says, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. Redemption pictures a marketplace, a being bought back. It is borrowed from the story of the Old Testament where the people of God were bought back. They were redeemed in the Exodus. A price has been paid and a people has been released. Sisters and brothers, you know that the cross was the place where the price was paid, and the resurrection is the receipt. The Spirit is the seal. We have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness. We have been rescued, and we have been forgiven. What a wonderful thing it is to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And victory tonight is important for you. Forgiveness lifts the weight. Guilt is the memory of our sin. Forgiveness is God's memory of Christ's blood. Whatever we face, we remember it with shame. Jesus places his blood upon it and we are forgiven. We are released. Some of us live like tenants in our past. We live in an area where we're always remembering our shortcomings and our failings, where we never come to the point where we realize that Christ has set us free. That is not how Jesus wants Christians to live. In the kingdom of God, forgiveness is the front door into all that he has for us. If you need sins forgiven tonight, hidden or heavy, God is here to rescue you. God is here to set you free. All you need to do is acknowledge your need of him and turn from those things that you have held on to, that have shaped your life, and let him give you a new life. Let him give you a new future. Let him give you a new hope. Deliverance breaks the chains of our past. The power of darkness works through lies, through fear, through compulsions, through strongholds, through occultic entanglements and unforgiveness. But Jesus still sets captives free. And he is here tonight to set captives free. I've seen people baptized in water, and as they come out speaking in a new language because God has filled them with his Spirit. I've seen people taking old symbols of their lives over years and carrying them into or throwing them at the foot of the baptismal tank because they're saying, I no longer need this. I am not going to be controlled by this. I have been set free. I've baptized 96-year-old women and men. I've baptized people that couldn't get out of a wheelchair, so we carried the wheelchair into the water. I baptized a lady once who was straight with multiple sclerosis. She couldn't bend, so we extended the baptismal pool and we just lowered her into the water and we lifted her out of it again. I've baptized people in the Irish Sea. That was cold. I baptized a man one night in Bournemouth at 12:45. He rang me out of the blue and he said, I was at your church 3 weeks ago. I want to get baptized tonight. And I said, why do you want to get baptized tonight? He said, I don't know. I just know I need to get baptized tonight. So I said, give me a half an hour. And I rang one of my elders and I said, would you help me baptize a man in the pool in Bournemouth? It was December. In the sea and by the pier in Bournemouth. He said, I will not. I said, okay, I've got plenty of other elders and ask another one. So I rang another elder and I said, will you help me? The first one was an older man and he had been unwell. He didn't want to catch a cold. I understand. The second one said, do you believe I should do it, Pastor? I said, I do. He said, are you sure? I said, yes. He said, have you prayed about it? I said, yes. Will you meet me at the pier at 12:45 and we'll baptize this fella? He said, I will. We got to the pier. It was freezing cold. There were a group of guys playing a guitar and having a good time. They weren't Christians. I said, have you ever seen a baptism? They said, we don't even know what a baptism is. So I explained. I said, we're going to baptize a fella tonight. Would you like to see? They said, we'd love to. So we baptized him and he had public witnesses. And the following morning he died of a heart attack. That's why the Lord had told him that he needed to get baptized that night. I've baptized people in the most extraordinary of circumstances. There is something powerful about watching somebody go down into this water and coming out of it again because they are saying, Jesus is my Lord. He has broken and can break every chain that binds me and I want to live for him for the rest of my life. There is deliverance in this place tonight and I will invite you to receive it after the baptism candidates have gone through the waters. Jesus replaces tyrants with peace. He replaces control with freedom. He replaces fear with faith. He can break every chain. If you recognize tonight that you are facing torment or oppression or you are facing recurrent bondage as a Christian, Jesus Christ is here to set you free. Later on, we will pray with authority and with gentleness, believing that God can set every person in bondage free by the power of the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of King Jesus is where the king's will is done. He loves to heal bodies. He loves to heal hearts. Healing is not just a reward for maturity of some kind. It's a gift of mercy from a crucified healer. If you are sick, if you are in pain, if you are struggling with chronic conditions, if you are facing anxiety or trauma, later on I will give you the opportunity to receive prayer that Jesus Christ will set you free. And lastly, not only will I give you the opportunity for forgiveness or deliverance or healing, a little later I will give you an opportunity to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, a new power that will live within you. You see, just as we will baptize the candidates in water here in just a few moments, they will be immersed into this water and they will emerge. So we also believe that the Bible promises that there is an immersion into the Holy Spirit and that his power can come and rest upon you and give you strength, transferring you from the kingdom into the kingdom that comes with kingdom power. The Father delights to pour out the Spirit, often with overflowing praise and liberty and bold witness and new spiritual gifts. If you are a believer here tonight who has not received baptism in the Holy Spirit, if you are dry or hungry, tonight I pray that the King will fill you with his life, that he will pour out his Spirit on you and you will leave with new power and new anointing and new confidence. So as you prepare baptismal candidates now to go into the water, I am praying for you. I want you all for a moment to picture a room with no windows. You don't notice the darkness until someone opens the door and the light pours in. That door is Jesus. As you stand and you go into this water to testify of him, it is he that has rescued you. It is he that has transferred you. It is he that has redeemed you. He comes in to your dark room. He takes you out into his light and he pays your way home. God has made us for himself, but we have walked from him and he longs for us to walk with him again. Jesus has lived the life that we could not live and died the death that we deserved and risen from the grave so that we can walk in light and in hope and in faith. Faith and repentance are our responses as we turn from ruling our own lives to letting Jesus rule them. His cross and his resurrection changes everything. And as you are baptized tonight, it is your public declaration of your new allegiance. If you like, you are taking the knee. You are saying, I belong to him. And I pray that the Spirit will empower you. But for the rest of us, if you know that you are in the wrong kingdom and you want to come home to Christ, watch what these candidates are doing. And I will ask you a couple of questions a little later that could change your life forever.